Or bits of business is left for you lost?
Yeah, we're pretty much there. We have three more signings we can make. Obviously, the elephant in the room, we can sign a goalkeeper, and we're looking for another center back and then the winger.
Somebody put that.
In terms of
how many players
have we got announced?
Nico.
Oh,
we have
a few.
Nico's in Calgary.
David from Calgary. Please.
He's taking a vacation in Calgary. This time of year, I heard it's pretty nice.
Bring Nico home.
In terms of 2024,
bring
Nico
home.
How far is the team away in terms of mechanics, shape, philosophy, culture, or were you happy with a lot of those elements for 2023?
I think I was happy with a lot of the elements. I think our issue in 2023 is we didn't have a lot of balance in the squad, so when we had Tass or Raj last year injured, we didn't have center backs to step in. I think Paris did a fantastic job, and obviously we wanted to keep him, but with his family situation, it was just a humane thing to do to let him go. You know, had great conversations. I've known Paris since he was 18, and it's just one of those situations. Some things are bigger than football, so he didn't want to leave as far as the football part, but sometimes you gotta do something for a person, and Ricardo and the ownership group are right behind it. You gotta do it right by the person and the player, right?
He'll be remembered for the bicycle kick.
Yay! Gave us all a bit of a heart attack.
It did. I was.
You were halfway to a knee sling.
Yeah. So,
Camilo was definitely halfway to a knee sling and a handstand. One thing I wanted to mention was, when you work with young players, you mentioned Caden, the likes of Noah, when they come back for this season, obviously we've lost maybe a little bit of experience in the offseason with players moving on, but you must see the likes of Noah and Caden coming in to the early days of the season here more mature, more confident in themselves. So you're almost getting a couple of brand new signings in terms of that attitude, that type of maturity as well.
Yeah, I think so. Noah came in earlier on in the season. It took him time to get into the squad or get into the team. And when he did, I thought he was fantastic. He's gained so late this offseason. He's got stronger. I think he's got great tools. He's got a lot of potential. So I expect him to play a lot of minutes this year, increase on last year. And then, I thought Caden was a brilliant addition at the end. His ability to play left back like he did in the playoff game, and those were the first two games last year he played left back. He's ever played left back. So if we were training as a left back because we just knew we could get him minutes there. And I think with his size, strength, and skill set, it suits him to go to a higher level. And our level, as you saw, when he did play winger, he was effective too, had an assist in the Vancouver game, and did some really good things as a winger. So I think it's good, his versatility, being left-footed, being one of the fastest players in the team and strongest as well. I think he's got a lot of upside too. So I think you're right, in a way they're kind of two brand new players in a way, because we're getting them for a full season, whereas last year you only got him for kind of Noah for kind of the second half and Caden for the last 6-7 games. So they were two great additions last year, and that we expect a lot from this year. But we're not going to try to put pressure on them, but hopefully they come with their chest up and be proud and keep working and earn some minutes.
Let's hear it for your boys. One thing that happened and cropped up in the season was, I guess, in front of goal. For a large chunk of the season, you're kind of waiting for that moment to hit for Brian, for Osaze, and it was suddenly a story that broke about Osaze, and you think, oh, hang on, right. And then suddenly towards the end of the season, once he comes back and gets his fitness back, he finishes with a flood of goals. Are you expecting to see both of those players come back in 2024, hungry, determined to kind of right the wrongs, I guess, of last season a bit?
Yeah, I know both players are hungry and determined. Had good conversations with both of them. Expect a lot more from both of them this year. Osaze had to go through a lot last year, which is tough for a young guy, for a 21-year-old man. But be holding on to that, he knew all year. We didn't know, but he knew all year that it was coming, the ban. So weighed on him heavily. We obviously, once we found out, we realized why. Maybe his performances weren't at the level he's used to, but once he came back and it was kind of freed of that burden, he was fantastic at the end of the season. So we expect him to come in this year like he did the first year and the last part of last year. And you know, I think Brian's got a lot of talent and ability. For whatever reason, last year in front of goal, he struggled. But I thought he, in the run of play, he did a lot of great things. He's got a lot of talent. He's good technically. He's a great guy around the locker room. So he's just one of those guys you want to come. And, you know, I think he just, for both of them, I think it's a big to get on the score sheet early, you know, get that goal and kind of put it behind them and then and go forward. So it's a good tandem for us to have up front.
What's it going to take to lift the CPL?
You're not allowed to ask that question.
It's a Forge fan who installed that. What's it going to take for us to become champions in 2024?
You know, first and foremost, we have to get off to a good preseason. I think it starts there. Get the team together. We have a lot of changes in key areas. And, you know, we got to get some cohesion and attack the season from the start. I think we've got the squad that can do it. Definitely believe in this group we've brought together. It's been a complete team effort from Ricardo and the ownership. Mauro's been doing a lot of work. We've been looking far and wide for bringing guys like three young gentlemen we saw there, you know, fantastic players, Dennis, Frank. You know, we've done our scouting and recruiting, bringing in more than just good players, trying to bring in good people, because you want good people in your squad. You know, you want players that are coming with the right mindset, to come and succeed. You know, it's funny, players often ask me when I come into it, it's like, oh, what are you expecting in this season when we're recruiting? I said, I expect to win. I don't come here to play for second or third. I come to want to win. You know, it may not happen, but every day I work, and I want them to work to win every game, to try and win a championship. And that's what we're here for.
Because this is, I think, more than we've ever talked in public, so it's kind of a commitment.
You bring it out.
And it's the quality of the questions, I think, more than anything else.
Quality of the pints.
Hey, I mean, that's a hate crime because I'm Irish, so be careful, you could get cancelled. That's all I'm saying. Mercurial, magical, mysterious, Mo Babuli. Last year was kind of like his difficult second album at times. Came hurtling out hurtling fast in his debut campaign, and then maybe a couple of things second season. But what are you expecting from him next year?
I think Mo was a little bit up and down last year, but I think the team was in general. And part of it, I think, you know, we dealt with a lot as a team last year, and probably saw the Forge game when I was mic'd up, and you know, with the ownership last year, thrown in the towel early, and we had a lot to do as a group. You know, it was basically me, Mauro, and Camilo, and that was the club, so to speak, in a lot of ways. So we didn't have a lot of backing, and we had to, everything came back to us and was honest, and so it was tough at times. And I think that, that's why you saw a lot of that up and down. I think going on the road was a reprieve for them, you know, to be together. I think that's maybe why our road record was so good at times. So now we just got to keep that road record where it was, and now can we be as good at home as we were on the road? And if we are, we're right in the mix. So, I was really proud of the group last year. We had the same amount of wins as the second place team. You know, we weren't far away. And you saw those games where at times, like, we didn't, quite honestly, we didn't show. We didn't show up. And, it was, on me and on everyone. But to battle the way we did to end the season, to get into the playoffs, and I thought we put a great performance in the playoffs. We weren't far away, and I kept saying it all year. We just got to get off to a good start this year, and I think, we have as good a chance as anyone to lift the North Star Shield.
It's difficult to say. It's a tough question.
Give it up. Head coach, just enough.
Love you, Marty!
told you, please.
Don't point it that way.
Would you like to hear from Club GM President Ricardo Pasca?
See, there's a bit of a height difference now. I felt a lot more comfortable with Nashi than I do standing.